I'm Carolyn Conley, and welcome to Racehorses Etc., the podcast celebrating horsemanship. Hi, horse people. Carolyn here. I'm so glad you made it, and I can't wait to get started. But first, if you don't already know me, here's a bit of background. I covered horse racing on television for over a decade, hosting and reporting at events like the Kentucky Derby, the Breeders' Cup, and the Carlos Pellegrini. I also exercised thousands of racehorses for Hall of Fame trainers Charlie Whittingham, Bobby Frankel, Dwayne Lucas, and Richard Mandela. Siphon was my all-time favorite horse. Starting at a little track called Playfair in Spokane, Washington, I grew up both riding eventing horses and spending summers grooming racehorses, and you guessed it, mucking stalls. And more recently, I had so much fun winning over 100 races as a jockey agent for a few really cool jockeys, including a previous Kentucky Derby winner. So I've been in racing from the start because I love horses. Now, I know the sport is not perfect, but a lot of people are doing things right, and those are the folks that we are focused on here. And after years of watching these horsemen in action, I've developed a profound appreciation for who they are and what they represent. And in this podcast, we will get to know them. The ways of true horsemen and women are mysterious and insightful, and sometimes downright puzzling. It became very clear to me early on that the trainer's badge doesn't make someone a horseman, and the helmet doesn't make the kid a rider. I learned that the trainers of the past did things differently and slowly. As I observed the trainers and riders that I respected the most, I began to realize they were not just going through the motions. There was something happening here on a much deeper level. They saw things that I couldn't yet see, and they were constantly observing and somehow listening to these horses. It was these more subtle observations that fascinated me from my first day on the backstretch as a teenager. It was a coalescence of cultures, from early American influence to the Gauchos of Argentina, the British, Irish, and the French, and the Bedouins of the Arabian Peninsula. It was horsemanship. Horsemanship is not a lost art, and this podcast is dedicated to preserving it. We can't bring back the legendary trainers of yesterday, but we can learn from today's best horsemen, at the track and on the farm, and even gain insight from racing artists, blacksmiths, authors, and veterinarians. And who knows, maybe we'll even have a clairvoyant on the show to find out what guys like Charlie Whittingham and Woody Stevens really knew. Probably not, but we will talk to the protégés of these greats to find out what tidbits of wisdom stuck with them. We've already lost a generation of horsemen who took many of their greatest secrets with them to the grave. So before it's too late, let's explore, discover, and remember what it takes to truly cultivate racehorses to achieve their very best. And just as the legends did in the old days, now is the time to slow down, pay attention to the horses, and most of all, appreciate the horsemen. Welcome to the Racehorses Etc. podcast.